Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. It's time now for EB's entertainment page. He's going to entertain the masses.
All right, Cakes, going to try my best. Now, this is a questionable lead story, if you ask me, that Valdez...
I think it's the biggest lead.
He thinks this is huge. Cakes singer Q Lazarus. You know who that is?
I do, because Valdez showed me this story about 15 minutes ago.
Passed away at the age of 59. She sang the song Goodbye Horses, which was used in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, you mean this ditty? Just one of the pivotal scenes in the movie.
Yeah. Eric, you know the most famous scene of Silence of the Lambs, right?
I don't really remember
where this song is playing.
I know, I've read the details of it.
Cakes will reenact it for you.
Go ahead, Cakes. You want to in a mirror.
He's applying makeup. He's putting on lip gloss.
I honestly don't remember.
He tugs on his nipple ring, I believe.
I saw this movie when I was probably like 15 or 20.
You say that's a more famous scene than... like Hannibal Lecter scenes?
Yes.
It's, I mean, I don't know.
Jarring is the word.
It's one of the most iconic scenes.
What was
the
other scene where there was the big reveal and the guy was like tucked or something, or he showed his dog?
Crying Game.
Crying Game was the other one, yeah.
Never really saw it. Kind of a blind spot.
So this is the singer?
For this show.
Q Lazarus?
For this show, this song is a top seed.
Hold on.
Cakes, do the dance.
I can't do the dance. How can
Let me
I do
see
the
dance? Do the dance, but keep your clothes on.
I mean,
do you remember the dance?
He gets up out of his. I'll do what I can. Let me get the wallet out.
All right, hold on. Let the cameras pull back. All right, the cameras.
That's a big ass wallet he's got over there.
There's extra lottery tickets.
Yeah, he's got stacks.
All right, so. So Buffalo Bill gets out of the chair. Now he's naked.
Is this like at the end of the movie?
He's like,
no, this is right smack dab in the middle.
He's mostly naked. I think he has like a very thin.
Cape.
It's almost like a cape or like a scarf. Like
yeah, it's like
he's doing this. he's like doing
like a towel
like
type
he's
thing.
He's doing a lot of like doing this.
He's like with his tuck.
That's a weird bit, but it's like a hypnotic type of
dance. And at what point
dance.
Do they like focus on his junk
and then
area?
And that hold
I
on.
I mean, if they don't zoom in, you just see his full sole front,
yeah,
full
yeah.
frontal.
All right, Cake's going to go over here to the other part
starting
of the studio.
Starting to feel more comfortable,
yeah.
A little more frisky.
He's got it.
All right.
They might have a shirt, like a shirt,
a t-shirt or
he
something.
Needs a prop.
I have
a prop.
Give him a towel. You need a towel?
Intern John's on it.
Intern John's got it. All right.
Yeah. John, take off your quarter zip.
Yeah, here you go. All right, Cakes is coming back into the studio.
All right.
Pretend I'm naked.
All right. That's a great thought.
What type of acting is this? Is this method acting?
I don't know.
We got to get, hold on. Get,
could play the music. Hold on, hold on.
No, 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 no. Hang on one second. We gotta do this correctly. Right. Yeah, we gotta do this correctly. Cakes isn't on camera.
Okay.
Eric, sit in Cakes' seat.
We don't have the ability to get him.
No,
there?
It doesn't. It doesn't spin around.
All right.
They're all locked in.
Move that chair.
Okay.
Just hit the, and then Eric hit.
Can I play it?
Yeah. Hit. Just hit the play on the old machine. There you go.
Cakes is dancing around. This is the opposite of a Chippendales dance. It's the opposite of a Chippendales dance.
It wasn't hard to duck, was it?
He looks so weird. You won't try that to get your wife turned on tonight.
No, I won't.
Cakes.
I don't think Cakes is going to be in Magic Mike 2.
You got to do the line though, Cakes.
Is that my chair? Oh, yeah. Where'd you put my chair? Which one's my chair?
Hold on, I gotta finish.
Oh.
I gotta do my. Do you want to F me?
Hard F me.
I have no memory of it.
Hey, you Cakes, you just made my week. How do you not remember that, Eric?
Because he hasn't seen it. He doesn't have the same appreciation.
We talk Jodie Foster.
We talk about
the Jodie Foster scenes. Is that?
I remember more like Hannibal Lecter, like wearing the mask and all that stuff.
I like the Jodie Foster scenes with Hannibal Lecter.
Valdez and I like when Justin Tuck is on the screen. Okay, yeah. We like that scene.
Weirdos.
It's our thing.
I think, when did that movie come out? What year? So I was probably
1989.
So I was 19 years old. I remember watching it and being scared.
Sure, it's a terrifying movie.
Were you scared when you watched that movie?
No, because I'd seen a million horror movies before I saw Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, so I remember being leaving a theater and like maybe having a nightmare that night or something.
You probably did. You're probably terrified of Hannibal Lecter.
So I have no file on that particular scene.
Actually, just so you know, when I typed up famous scene, Silence of the Lambs, it shows Hannibal Lecter when he's talking to Jodie Foster.
Okay. you just can't play along. I don't know why you can't play along with doing we're doing bits here. Is this the AFI?
I know.
Is this like a top 100 film discussion?
No,
of all time?
He said it was the most famous scene from Silence
of the
Lambs.
For this show, it's the most famous scene. At least in our world, at least down this dividing line on this side.
Lindsey John, have you seen that iconic movie? You're an old soul. You were talking about Brian Bosworth earlier.
Have I seen an iconic movie or this movie?
That particular movie.
No, I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah.
You have homework this weekend.
What's the oldest movie you've seen? Have you seen like E.T.?
Yeah, I've seen Brian's Song.
Oh, that's a good one. He's so into sports.
He is.
It's hard. I like
Dances with Wolves a lot.
Oh, you like that one, Kevin Costner?
Borefest. Right.
I like a lot of the Harrison Ford movies too. Like
Fugitive.
Witness.
Pretty good. Pretty solid.
I just don't remember anything I see.
Witness, did it have something to do with the Amish?
Yes.
Yeah, and then the end scene, he goes up into like the where they keep the corn.
It's called corn silo.
Yeah, and he drops it on the bad guy.
Yes, he does. That's correct.
Lindsey John, were you an R. Kelly fan? Do you have a file on R. Kelly?
Well, I was pretty little when that big song with Maroon, Adam Levine came out. Locked Away, and that was pretty big, but then I think he got arrested. Yeah,
ironic,
yeah, fitting for now, I guess.
Well, R. Kelly obviously in jail. I don't think he's ever getting out at this point. He has got another trial. I can't keep track of all these trials. And a woman who claims that she was the goddaughter of R. Kelly, she's 37 now. She says that Kelly had sex with her hundreds of times before she was 18. She was allegedly 14 years old when she appeared, I think, in that R. Kelly sex tape, and she testified against him in a Chicago courtroom yesterday.
Y'all just don't want to believe the truth.
I do like the R. Kelly drops. I think they're slightly underutilized.
Well, this is when he was losing his mind on the Oprah's friend, right? On Gayle King. I think she was doing the interview.
Okay.
Yeah. He's already serving a 30-year sentence after being convicted of similar charges in New York. So terrible story there. Just more details. That story just never ends.
I mean, isn't R. Kelly, is he close to our age? Like,
yes.
Is he a little bit older? Like, 30-year sentence. I mean, that's called a death sentence. You know, if you serve the whole time.
I mean, his life's over, yeah. The
This is not about music.
The one 55.
Thing, the okay. one thing I do remember about R. Kelly beyond his singing ability is I believe he was like a stud in like those celebrity hoop games.
Like the MTV Rock Jam.
No. Like they have
like the All-Star Weekend, the celeb games.
That, but I mean, like they have their own pickup games that celebs just playing, right? So like R. Kelly would be playing with, you know, like J-Lo's husband at the time and like Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Justin B, like celebrities.
He was a baller.
Yes.
Okay.
Baller. Angelina Jolie. I don't know why all this is coming out now about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Why? Is there some sort of like trial that's going on? But she claims that Brad Pitt assaulted her.
Angelina
Jolie. He caused $25,000 in damage during that 2016 plane flight cakes.
How did he damage the plane?
I don't know. Probably just raging. I mean, how else could you damage it?
I don't know. What do? Throw stuff around?
Probably.
Destroyed seats? I don't know. Flipped over the beverage cart? Who knows what happened?
That's apparently when they got into it, and he claimed that one of her kids looks like an effing Columbine kid. I mean, that didn't go over very well. They're just, you know, whatever. I don't know why these details are coming. There must be some sort of... must be some sort of lawsuit going on. Apparently, Pitt spilled wine into a plane chair. That alone cost $25,000 damage.
That's ridiculous.
He also poured beer on Jolie and the blanket she was under. She says every 30 minutes he would pace the plane ranting and raving. I guess basically hammered. Hammered on the plane.
Sounds like it.
And caused all the damage. I don't know what
Kanye... Was he married Jennifer Aniston too? Or did they just date?
Ooh, I think they were married.
Not sure. I can't remember.
I think they were married, yeah.
And then he crept on Aniston with Jolie.
Right, when they were filming that movie. When they were, like, shooting each other.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, right. Kanye's got some weird bit here with his design deal. He's got, the Yeezy streetwear that's made him a billionaire, essentially, especially those sneakers. But apparently he's got some deal with Gap where he's making clothes like hoodies out of black construction bags. And he's being accused of
Black trash bags?
Yes. Okay. And I guess it's his way of making fashion more egalitarian. They make fashions more.
So now I should go wear a trash bag?
I guess. And they say he's kind of like making fun of the homeless. He says, no, not at all.
They're not made out of the trash bag. They're being displayed in trash bags.
Okay.
Like you walk in instead of.
That's not how I understand it, but okay, I'll take your word for it.
So he's doing homeless chic.
Okay.
And these clothes are in big trash bags instead of like on hangers.
I'm not in the demo for any sort of fashion produced by Kanye West. I'm just not. I'm going to wear Yeezys.
No.
They don't really go with Ozzy Osbourne t-shirts.
You know what? And you know what? I'm fine with that. I don't think I've shopped in the Gap for 25 years. I don't think Yeezy putting out trash bag hoodies is going to get me in the
door. How old is that Ozzy t-shirt?
This is a reprint, JP.
Oh, it's a reprint.
It's relatively
It's a replica.
New. Now, it's from 1986, from the album The Ultimate Sin.
Okay.
So, it's... it's old content just being repurposed.
All right, so Valdez has showed me. So I don't know. Maybe this is how they're selling it. This is how they're displaying
it. Yes, that's how they're selling it.
Yeah. So you see just a pile of trash bags, and that's where the clothes is, I guess.
It's like you're taking, you're donating clothes.
Now, if it's at the Gap, it has to be reasonably priced, though, right? Because they're kind of famous for that, aren't they?
I'd say so.
Yeah, I mean, they're famous for, it's not that expensive to buy stuff at the Gap. They don't have like high end stuff, right?
That is the sloppiest looking retail display I've ever seen.
Hey, you know what that looks like? That looks like Cakes walking out with his britches gear.
It kind of does.
That's true.
He would walk out with two trash bags.
I walked out of britches with so much gear in the old Fair Oaks Mall that I had to sit down on one of the benches on the way out of the mall.
Me too. I had sore
because
forearms.
The bags were so freaking heavy.
You should have had a dolly. Cakes would get four shirts, the same, because he would get one for him, one for his brother, one for his other brother.
They were Christmas gifts.
It's unbelievable.
That's what I did. I don't feel great about it, but that was a long time ago.
And last but not least, Jonah Hill is in the news. He's taking a break cakes from promoting films because he's suffering from anxiety attacks, which, you know, those are brutal. I know some people. I've had people call me before when they're in the middle of an anxiety attack to calm them down.
Right.
What?
100%. Because they need to be reassured that they're not, like, suffocating, or that, you know, because they can't breathe.
I had a panic attack on air when I lost my Lindsay script and Valdez had to dump it because I almost swallowed my tongue. I was like, I was just lost. I couldn't function.
Why? Just locked
because
up?
I lost my script that I didn't have. I had just started doing Lindsay spots after doing spots for a competitor for a decade plus. And I didn't have the muscle memory yet.
You didn't have it locked in.
They just riff with Lindsay and Lindsay John, who's in studio with us. And I almost died that day. I'm an American hero for working
you
my
persevered,
way through
though.
It. Persevered.
You should have called me. I could have talked you through it.
I should have called you, yes.
So there you go, Cakes.
All right, coming up next, we're going into the Commanders' second preseason game. What do you want to see from the Commanders against the Chiefs? Do you want to see Gibby get a lot of work? Do you want to see Carson Wentz play a full half or more? Our Commanders training camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows, paulhenrywindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. You can give us a call at 800-636-1067. We'll talk preseason game number two next here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. 3 weeks from today, it's our Junkies Poker Open, but it's also a Football Friday, and the Commanders will have a real game coming up in just a little over 3 weeks. Preseason game number two is tomorrow against the Kansas City Chiefs, and we wanted to open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor listener lines, wondering what you want to see. Now, here's the deal. Carson Wentz in the first team offense. Rivera says he's hopeful that they'll play a half. Here's what Rivera said yesterday.
Your sense right now of how many snaps you guys will play the starters?
I really don't. A lot of it has to do with the health of our of specific players. You know, when we do certain things on the offensive side, it's going to impact how all the other guys play. So hopefully we can stay healthy and we can get him in. Ideally, I'd like to play him the whole half. Okay, I really would, but I don't know if we can get that done. You know, with some of the soft tissue injuries we've had to deal with.
Is that ideally to play the whole half because that's just where you are, or do you not anticipate playing him in the third?
It's that time,
right?
You know, you start off, you play the first one quarter to quarter and a half, play the full half, and then you'd love to do is see a little bit more coming out when you play your third game.
Hmm. Yeah, it sounds like he wants to play them more than a half in the third game, which is surprising because a lot of teams shut him down now in the third game.
Yeah, I like it. The more work, the better. I guess I can be on board with, like, if Chase goes, like, the offensive line is banged up. Like, they're playing Cosme at right guard. Who's the big tackle that's kind of playing everywhere from LSU who hasn't really?
Charles.
Oh, Sadiq Charles.
Sadiq Charles. They're moving him all around. I think Chase Roullier is going to play a limited number of snaps. So when Chase goes out, do you want Carson Wentz in there with such inexperienced guys?
I think if you want to see the team getting a rhythm offensively, you would like to see him out there for a half. But in particular, I want to see Gibson get the ball a lot. I want to see Gibson given an opportunity to hold on to the football. And ultimately, if it's 12 carries, you probably don't usually see that much in a preseason game. 12 carries is not a huge sample size.
12 carries.
But I'd like to see him. I'm just saying, personally, I would like to see, like, he's supposedly in the doghouse. He's taking snaps to second team, third team, special teams, whatever. Give him a chance to prove he can hold on to the rock.
I want
to
see a big play for Jahan Dotson. Yeah, I want to see that translate.
That's my big one offensively.
From training camp. To a regular season simulated type of game. I need to see that.
Yeah, I want to see him targeted more than once. I think he's throwing anything his way. If he's not held, he's going to catch it.
Yeah.
So I want to see him targeted. And defensively, I need to see more from Jamin Davis. I'm sorry.
Right.
I know people are saying that he's having a stronger camp this year than how he looked last year. Still didn't see that much in that first game. That jumped out to me as the average fan.
Getting back
so
to
I want
the
to see
offense
more.
For just a second, I want to see what happens with the tight ends, too, because, I mean, obviously Logan Thomas isn't there. Cole Hunter's banged up with a hamstring. I wouldn't expect to see him.
Bates is out.
The rookie Bates is still banged up. So this is a great opportunity for Armani Rogers and Curtis Hodges, those guys, to make plays when the starters are going to play a half. Because Armani Rogers, he may have to start week one.
Would you
if Hunter's not back.
Would you want Hal to go out there and have another, like, huge second half, like, numbers-wise?
Why not?
I don't know. I mean,
you want him to struggle so that Wentz doesn't feel any heat? Is that the deal? Or Heineke doesn't feel any heat?
Not to feel any heat, but just to, we need to just settle the hype a little bit. So I would like him to have an average outing, but not
just. Don't you want him to be good?
I want him to be good, but I don't want him to go in there and be the Colt Brennan of the preseason. Every week.
That's a better resume. Like, he's not going to be a Colt Brennan or one of these guys that's just a training camp guy. I mean, I think it was Logan Paulson who said, kind of compared him to Steven Montez, like, he's different. He's a legit QB.
I think he is. I had him as my highest rated. But I don't have any time for this experiment right now.
It's Cole Turner, not Cole Hunter. I was
you threw me off because you were thinking of, like, Hunter Henry
right,
or
Cole
something.
Turner.
Yeah.
The rookie tight end out of Nevada.
I knew who you were talking about.
Yeah.
Look, I think also if you're a Commanders fan, you want to see Wentz. He was fine in the first game. It was mostly underneath. He had a nice pass to McLaurin. I think you want to see Wentz shine.
I want him to do well.
Sure.
I don't want to see Wentz.
I don't care about Howell. If Wentz shines, it doesn't matter if Howell has a great second half.
Eric, would you be legitimately upset if Howell ran with the ones? Because Wentz... Because
they don't want to play Wentz.
They don't want to play Wentz because
they're
shaky with the line. So Wentz is out. They don't want to risk
it. So Wentz only plays the first quarter, let's say.
First quarter. Maybe one series. Just one series.
Well, they're not going to do that. They're going to play him more.
All right, but just Hal runs with the ones because they pull Wentz. And then Hal looks better than Wentz and balls out. That would legitimately make you upset?
It would make me a little bit upset, not because I think it would change any minds with the coaching staff. It's just going to build an unnecessary distraction, even for this show. I don't want to deal with it.
Well,
I don't want to deal with the Sam Howell question once the regular season comes around.
Now, he did take some reps with the ones during training camp.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I know.
But so did everybody. I don't read too much into that. Like, Tyrod Taylor is taking reps with the ones with the Giants. But I fully expect Daniel Jones to get the start week one. Now, if he sucks for two or three weeks, then Brian Daboll may have to turn to Tyrod Taylor.
I truly believe in my heart of hearts, but I mean my family's life on the line, that their plan is for Sam Howell to play zero snaps this year. I want to play zero snaps this year. And I don't want that to get convoluted with some sort of crazy preseason drama. I like Sam Howell. Not right. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want that to be the theme of the second preseason. I'd rather it be Jamin Davis. I'd rather it be Jahan Dotson. I'd rather it be the guys that are going to play this year. It's as simple as that. Does that make any sense?
Sure.
And I don't want to just muddy the waters and waste breath on the third string quarterback.
Sam Howell is a long-term grasper. Development project.
And I like him. I'm not anti-Sam Howell. I'm anti-Sam Howell in 2022.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Does that make any sense? I want the guys that are going to contribute this year.
I would just say that you could avoid the Sam Howell conversation if Carson Wentz plays well.
Right.
It will definitely
help.
But I'm also not that worried about Carson Wentz. He's got a 6-year track record. He's a proven starting quarterback in this league. So I'm not watching this as a massive referendum. Unlike everyone out there that says he can't complete a pass, I know he actually can.
Well, I'm just saying if S hits the fan, you don't want to approach the Sam Howell subject for this season.
You just want everything
to burn down to the ground and not try and salvage a season.
No, I would try to salvage it with Taylor. That's what I would do.
Well, I think that they want to see
if Sam looks so great in the preseason.
They want to see what he can do. I think Rivera said they want to see what he can do in practice with the ones.
I'm fine with that. I just don't want to be the theme because it was kind of people kept it together, but it was kind of the theme of week one was it was all about Sam Howell. Sam Howell hype.
Logan Paulson came on the show and said that four or five of the passes could have been intercepted. You mentioned the PFF grade where they look not necessarily just the result, but the decision making, whether other guys were open, if it was the right read. They look at all these different factors and they didn't love what they saw from Sam Howell.
Okay, but he should go in and shred third and fourth stringers.
Absolutely.
Like if you believe in the guy and you drafted him, he should look good in that sort of scenario.
I'd rather have Jamin Davis make like four or five tackles, cause a fumble or something. That's what I'd rather.
That'd be fantastic if we saw that.
I think you want to see Montez Sweat make a big play.
How about Wentz throwing a touchdown? Be nice.
Yeah, of course. But I know
we can get the first team offense going.
He threw 27 last year. I don't have any doubts that Carson Wentz can throw touchdowns. I have zero doubt. I'm sold. Carson Wentz is a starting quarterback in the league. He's not my biggest concern. I have bigger concerns than Wentz.
I just think you want to see the first team offense find the end zone, which they didn't in the last game.
Are you sure? Didn't they not?
They didn't find the end zone.
They settled for a field goal. I can't even remember the drive.
Their touchdowns were later on with Howell running them in.
Right. No, I'm fine. I know Carson Wentz can throw touchdowns. So he's thrown 140 of them during his career.
Of course. Every quarterback that's on roster can throw a touchdown.
He's got a track record of doing it.
It's getting the offense going, whether it's Jahan Dotson or whatever. It's just getting that offense going.
I would love to see it against Kansas City. I'd much rather see it on September 11th. Yeah. I'd rather see him throw three touchdowns against Jacksonville. He could throw zero touchdowns in the preseason as long as he does it when the games matter. That's all that matters.
It's hard too because, again, they don't show anything. You know, I mean, they did have like Samuel in motion like on every play, so they're running some motion, but we're just not seeing what we're going to see in week one.
Right.
We're going to see packages and movement in week one that we're not going to see right now. It's just vanilla. So you can't get too worked up. I mean, ideally, I'd like to see a score, touchdown every time. I'd like to see sustained drives. And, you know, I didn't like the three and out on the first possession. That sucked. But they're just running vanilla stuff. It's hard to get too worked up about it.
Also, it would be nice not to see the Kansas City offense just march down the field.
Yeah.
How about you show some resistance?
Yeah.
If you're the first team guys are out there.
Well, I know they're very worried about their third down defense.
Yeah, they should be.
Second to last season, and certainly... You know, Ron talked about it when Baker started the game, converted, I think, three third downs. Now, Ron tried to say, well, that starts on second down. That's true.
I think a lot of people have been pleasantly surprised with how the back end seems to be communicating this year. So hope that's been an issue in years past. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's been tightened up. But frankly, I want to see just more pressure. I want to see the linebackers step up. I mean, I have a lot of questions about the defense. Like I say,
I think you have to.
I'm fairly comfortable in the offense if all these guys can stay healthy. I want to see Curtis Samuel get out there and get some more snaps and come away unscathed.
Yep.
Very, very important.
All these people, though, that have been chiming in on the running back situation that seemed to be so high on Brian Robinson. How many carries did he have in that first preseason game? They're all convinced that he can be a starter.
Maybe three or four, but three or four catches.
I know. It wasn't like a ton of work, and people are like, that's the starting running back.
Because he looks the part.
Convincing.
He just looks the part. You know when you see it.
In the limited sample size, he flashed.
Yeah.
He showed
I understand that.
He just looked the part.
But if you use that same logic you used with Sam Howell, it's not like he was going up against first-team defenses scheming against him.
Robinson was. Robinson was taking the ones reps. And Gibby came in with the twos. So it's not actually the same. Robinson, as soon as Gibby fumbled, he was done with
That's
the
true.
Ones. So, yeah. I mean, I thought, listen, I don't care. I just want whoever's effective, right? So I'm not emotionally invested in Antonio Gibson at all. He seems like a great guy. I hope he has a long NFL career. But if Robinson's better, I want him to play.
Oh, I'm emotionally invested in Gibby. I was a Gibby truther from day one. But if Robinson is better, if Robinson's just flat out better, look, doesn't matter what I think about it. If Ron knows he's just better at doing that job, he's going to find other jobs for Gibby.
My head's going to explode. Why are you not using that same logic for Sam Howell?
I don't think Sam Howell's on the same
quarterback's
plane
a different monster.
As Carson Wentz.
Quarterback's a different monster. If your quarterback's making $28 million, he's got to be the starter.
No, I agree with
but
that.
But he might leapfrog Taylor Heinicke. I know Heinicke has the experience, but
I just don't think
likely, but it's possible if they love Sam Howell and like, wow, this guy's got a great arm. He obviously can run a little bit. Mm-hmm. They like everything about him, the way that he studies, the way that he prepares, his communication, all that stuff. They might say, we're better off with him as our number two than Taylor Heinicke.
I just don't think
And
that
even
that's
potentially
likely.
Cut Heinicke. I don't think there's a huge cap advantage, but if there was, you roll with
those
two.
Chances have zero.
This is a little bit wackadoo.
I don't think the chances are zero.
Many teams carry two.
Just
hypothetically, say they love Sam Howell, and they've leapfrogged him over past Taylor Heinicke. They just feel like he's better. If that's the case, I would be on the phone with the Cleveland Browns and say, what do you want for let's do a deal. We'll trade you Taylor Heinicke for give us a mid-round pick.
Hold on, guys.
Mid-round pick. If I'm Cleveland, I hang up and say, we'll wait till you cut him.
I feel like this is
because you clearly don't want him.
I feel like this is embarrassing that we're even entertaining this notion. I feel like it's embarrassing, like football IQ-wise. If Carson goes down like Fitz did in the first week or first six weeks, and the season is still hanging in the balance, they're not turning it over to Sam Howell.
I'd agree with that.
The chances are 0.0.
I'd agree with that.
So they're not training Taylor Heinicke. Right. They're not cutting Taylor Heinicke.
But,
I mean, it's a 0.0.
Probably not, but let's say Sam Howell's so good, and for whatever reason, Carson Wentz in week three tweaks his ankle in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And in that particular game, not that he's out for a bunch of games, in that particular game, maybe they give Sam Howell a shot.
I don't think so. I think with the season hanging in the balance, as long as they're relevant, Heinicke goes in there because he gives them the best chance to win. He's just a veteran. At this point, he's a proven commodity. He's
but
not
is
a great
it proven
commodity.
That he gives them the best chance to win? You just don't know what you have with Howell. That's why they're trying to put him in more situations with the ones.
Yeah.
What if Howell gives you the best chance to win?
I think the number is low, but I don't think it's 0.0.
Yeah, it's not zero.
So you think with the season hanging in the balance,
I think if the coaching
they would
staff,
go to Howell.
If the staff
if he gives you a better chance to win,
says, I don't think he's
just all around better
they
than
don't
Heinicke.
Believe, they don't have any, there's no reason to think he does.
Well, they said that the playbook is opened up because of Carson Wentz, right?
Yeah.
And Sam Howell's best attribute is throwing a deep ball, supposedly. Mm-hmm. So that same playbook is open for Sam Howell, not necessarily open for Taylor Heinicke.
Like yeah, but Taylor Heinicke, opens things up with his legs.
I like Taylor
and
Heinicke.
And so does Sam Howell.
But let's not act like he's Dan Marino waiting
right.
in the wings. Like that
he's
is,
not.
That is absurd.
He's not even Don Strock.
I never said that. I said he's just a proven commodity, and it's not even a great commodity.
His advantage is experience.
But it's a proven commodity. They know his skill set. They know what he can and cannot do. Sam Howell's a total unknown.
Right. That's why they're going to give him more reps,
And let's just say,
you want to give him more reps now? Fine.
I know you don't want to see it. What if he shines?
He's not playing in 2023 with the season hanging in the balance. I mean, I'll take all the bets.
I don't think it's likely, but it's not 0%. What if he balls out against the first-teamers? With the first-teamers, so that'd be two good preseason performances, and they're giving him first-team reps in practices, and they decide our best chance to win in the unfortunate situation that Carson Wentz goes down is with the guy who we can use the full playbook with, the guy that throws the better deep ball, the one that has the better arm, and the one who's as athletic. The negative is he doesn't have the NFL experience.
Right. So the only way I know how to answer this is to bet money. And I will bet you money.
You have to give me odds.
I'm going to bet you money. Here's the bet. That Taylor Heine, that Sam Howell will never be number two on the depth chart if all three quarterbacks are healthy. He will never be number two on the depth chart.
I'll do it with odds because I say, all along I said it's unlikely, but it's not 0%.
I'll bet you one American dollar.
If you're so confident, why won't you do it with the odds? 10 to 1, I'll bet $2.
I don't want
to
make he's not going to be the number.
You said 0%. That means you're 100% confident. Why wouldn't you bet $1 billion on that?
Stakes, $3. I will bet you at some point, Sam Howell leapfrogs your guy, Taylor Heineke.
This season.
Yeah, just
so all three quarters. Now, he could be number two if Wentz goes down and Taylor becomes the number one guy.
No, the leapfrog is.
No, I'm talking leapfrogs Taylor Heineke.
Okay, $3.
$3. Sweat.
I'm willing to bet you a lot
I've
more than that.
One
straight
big
up.
Blind sweat on this bet.
It's a weird bit that's going on where a rookie quarterback can't be successful in the league.
No, we can right? be, but we have a $28 million
rooting
guy.
Against
I
know.
We have a $28
million. I don't want
a
franchise quarterback.
No, that's, I didn't say that. I already have one. I got a $28 million franchise quarterback.
Bigger than Taylor Heineke. What are you talking
about? He's your highest graded quarterback.
I really like his skill set. You're making me against him.
You are against him.
I'm not. I'm just so.
You said he didn't. You were hoping he didn't have a good game.
Hey,
because I don't want the hype. I don't want the hype to grow. You understand? I'm the president of the Carson Wentz club here. I'm the president.
And
of
apparently
it.
The Taylor Heineke club.
No, and Taylor is just a proven commodity. They're just
don't
not.
Don't forget this guy, Kyle Allen.
Oh, by the way,
proven
he loved
commodity.
Kyle Allen
too.
Loved Kyle Allen. No, I'll never understand that. Sam Howell's pedigree laughs at Taylor Heineke's.
Agree. So I agree.
Coaches just on that alone might say, "Well, we're at least going to give him a shot."
No. I would probably say Sam Howell's more talented than Taylor, but the lack of experience. This is a must-win season. They're not going to turn it over to the fifth-round rookie when they have a guy who started 16 games last year. It's just not happening.
Look,
all I'm speaking is rationally.
Look, the reality is he might play in the second preseason game and throw three picks. So
I kind of
we'll
hope
see
he
what
does.
Happens.
Oh, I have $3.
I kind of hope he does.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Our Commanders training camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. EB just got a shirt from our guy JP Finley.
Oh, yeah,
Yes, he did.
Everybody make sure you get one. Make Carson Wentz great again. Now, he can do that. He can use his name.
That's a great question.
I did a Sice for Bryce shirt, and I got a cease and desist.
I know. Why are you tattling on him?
I'm not tattling.
He's just helping himself.
I'm only jealous.
I just think that Carson Wentz, he probably looks at that like he's just not going to worry about it.
By the way, that's a true burgundy, unlike the colors on their uniform.
You know what, though?
I like their colors better than the burgundy.
I know, but it's not burgundy.
I thought the white on white with the... the burgundy helmet was a good look.
I liked it too.
I thought it looked really good.
I'm like the only one that liked the white. When the unis first came out, I said I like the white. Everyone hated the white.
I like the burgundy. I just don't like the Commanders across the middle over top of the jersey number. I'm not crazy about that little part of it, but otherwise, I think the uniforms look pretty good. The black one, the black uniform pops with the black helmet.
Looks good.
Solid.
I like it.
So they play 4 o'clock tomorrow. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. EB was saying he might have to DVR the game. What do you got tomorrow?
I think we have like one of my kids has like a team party, my youngest. So, I mean, it's like a 1-6.
I hear
you. It's like an all-day thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it'll be a great time. I like all the parents. We drink and, you know, we eat.
To somebody's house?
Yeah, somebody's house. Gotcha. I kind of near where Lurch lives. But yeah, that's going to be like a whole thing.
Got you.
I don't have anything else. What about birthday buns tonight for cakes?
I don't know. I know that we're going out to dinner in Baltimore, in Little Italy, family
Whoa,
dinner.
Whoa, fancy.
Now, this is,
of course, your son's in Baltimore.
He is in Baltimore.
So he's going to meet you there?
I don't like this part about it, but because my son doesn't get off work until 5.
He's worried about parking.
Later. No, you don't know where to park?
6:30 dinner. That's kind of late. That's kind of late for me, but it's okay. I can adapt. Again, very adaptable over here. That's what I am.
Yeah, sure
you are.
I'm
very flexible.
So then,
at all times.
Are you going to are you going to record your sex and then submit it to the Discovery Plus show?
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do that part.
What do you think? What time will the sex commence tonight?
I mean, we don't even know if that's going to happen. Let's see how the evening progresses.
It is your birthday.
What's a typical
Friday night time where the Orvilles lay their heads down?
Ooh, it's a great question.
Because you're normally a 5 o'clock eater, but you're going to eat a little later.
10 to 10:30-ish.
Are you going to ply her with a little wine or something at dinner?
Wife is not a big drinker. She may have maybe a glass of Prosecco, maybe.
Okay, so you'll do that. And then what time do you think you get home?
Home from Baltimore, probably 9:30.
And then you'll have your 2 beers, your obligatory 2 beers.
Maybe. That could be happening.
So about 10:30, you probably lay down?
Possibly.
So about 10:30 tonight, think about Cakes and Amy hitting the skins.
You never know. You never know what
dog
the
on the
brings.
Bed.
Dog on
his,
the bed.
His mouth guard, which he just found out he has grinding teeth, and his mask.
I have to go
for sleep apnea.
I'm so not looking forward to going back to the dentist on August 30th. So they give me the thing to
You're
put
get
the,
mold.
Yeah, I have to make an impression of my silly mouth for
a rip-off mouth guard.
So hold up, you're
going to
have, because I don't really know what the mask looks like. It's more of kind of a legend. I've never seen it.
So over here, so, over your nose and your mouth.
All right, so you have a mouth guard.
Yeah.
You have a mask.
I'm going to look exactly like Hannibal Lecter looked when they rolled
imagine
off the airplane.
Imagine like a cup.
Right.
Silence of the Lambs.
Like a cup for your Bozak.
Right.
Over your face with a tube.
But remember, his mouth is blown.
Here's
with the mouth guard.
Here's what it looks like, JP.
No, it's hot. Not like a football player. It's a mouth guard. You can close your teeth.
It looks like hot and sexy is what it is, the look. It's the look I'm going for.
It's gonna be bald, eh?
My wife has a mouth guard. It's just, you wouldn't know it. It's almost like wearing Invisalign.
I actually was thinking of cakes in this regard, that I'm going to Punta Cana for 3 nights with Jess. Just us.
Mm-hmm.
Silly. We haven't done that since Isabella was born, right? But I remember when Cakes went to Las Vegas with his wife.
Yeah.
Didn't he claim he was going to knock it out 5 times in 24 hours?
Look, we had a big bet on that.
I got
that.
Over my skis. Yeah. I think he ended up two. I came way under that.
It was way under way the number. Under. And Amy knew the bet, too.
Yeah.
Time now for our Nat Smoothie Player of the Week, served up fresh every Friday by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. This week, Tanibel Sanchez. He pitched 5 innings, gave up just 1 run last night, and the Nats won 3-1 over the Pods. Brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. They've partnered with the Nats to bring you the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie, delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries. Order ahead online for carryout or try curbside pickup or delivery at over 70 DMV locations. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the official smoothie of the Washington Nationals. We got to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend.
Yep.
For Cakes, EB, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.